providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. This daily editorial will also be featured on the weekend show as we are chatting with Richard Bosma, aka Doc. And Doc, I know a lot of people want to get your outlook for the precious metals, as now we have gold in a way establishing itself right around $1,900. Big change from that $1,800 level. I know it's only $100, but quite frankly, $1,900 does give a much more positive technical outlook for the bulls for gold. Let's start off, as I know you like to do, with the monthly chart. And now gold looking like it's going to close this month, barring any major sell-off, right around 1900. Last time gold closed a month in 1900, it was May of last year. Doc, are you more positive, more bullish on the precious metals, especially gold, as now it's up just above 1900?
Yeah, Corey, this is the best the metals have looked since we saw the peak in August and September of 2020. And it should be actually encouraging to the bulls right now, because we have a chance to break even higher here as we move into March. And March is going to be just a key month for these precious metals. We saw a little bit of a move like this way back in, of course, May of 2021, and a pretty good move like this. And then the next month, gold got clobbered. We could see that again, but hopefully we won't. I'd like to see it close up above 1920 for the month, and then for some follow through in March. And if we get that, we're in good shape here, I think, going forward.
Well, Doc, we had been talking off mic that you think March is a very important month, and it really is going to have a ton of news, from the Fed to what is the inflation reading and direction of inflation, what's happening with geopolitics. So there's no shortage of different factors driving the markets, but how crucial is it, do you think, to keep the momentum going for gold to close above that 1920 level, which was the high of last year, and 1921 was the all-time high of 2011? Is that, if we don't do that and we pull back here before the end of the month, does that screw up the works?
Not necessarily, especially if we don't close significantly in the next three trading days, and I don't think we will. I think we'll hold up here. And then, like I said, it comes back to a very similar move in May of last year. We have to hold that and even move a little bit higher into March. If we do that, that's a really nice break above that high in May of last year. And that would be extremely encouraging. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to start going to the moon. But what that means is that if March, we have some follow through, is that there's not a lot of downside to the gold market if we move and pull back again. And that, to me, is very encouraging, because those who think that gold's just going to collapse, then it's not going to happen. And we could move back down here, but we could be developing a nice trading range now for gold as we move forward into the rest of 2022.
It sounds like you have a little bird friend behind you chirping in your ear. Is he telling you to be this bullish? Because in all fairness, we did talk to you at the beginning of February, and you had a pretty negative outlook for the precious metals throughout February. You had mentioned you were over 90% in cash, and we do hear from you pretty regularly that next month is going to be critical, and next month we need some more follow through, which in all fairness, it was the last few months that we were hearing it could keep drifting lower. What are some of the main things that have changed and really altered your outlook here more bullishly?
Well, the strength indicator, and I said this a long time back, the ADX black line, is really trending not down steeply. And I said months ago, that's a good sign, because we're not going to see a bearish move like we saw in 2011, 2012, where we had over a 45% correction in the gold price. But I've said that before. So that's encouraging from that standpoint, that we're not going to see a huge correction. Now, the negative, though, here is that the stocks just aren't performing the way I'd like to see with this type of move. That bothers me again. And you would think after we've kind of trended higher for a few months here, because we've really trended higher for about 6 months, and it's been arduous, really, you would hope that some of these stocks would be signaling to us that we're getting ready for the next bull move. Now, Newmont has had a nice move, but if one looks at the monthly chart of Newmont, one could argue that it's forming a large monthly head and shoulders top. I hope that's not true. So Newmont has to break out also. If Newmont breaks out, that along with the movement of the gold price is, I think, a real positive. So anyway, the other factor is if you look at the MACD on the monthly chart, it's very similar to what May did last year. We're approaching the 26-month moving average, the 12-month is. And if we can move, have follow-through and impinge on the 26-month moving average, that's a real positive. And that's why March is going to be so crucial here. If we dump again in March, all that says is we're going to be in this for a while yet, and it's going to disappoint a lot of people. But at least we have a chance now, Corey.
Well, Doc, I'm going to post this monthly gold chart because there are a couple key distinctions, and we'll focus a little bit more on this MACD because, look, this monthly chart goes the whole way back to the last peak in gold back in pretty much 2011, and we saw the MACD just plummet. It kept on moving down, and it dropped below that zero level, and then it maintained below zero for about 4 years, and then it took another almost 4 years to get significantly above that zero level. That happened 2019 when gold started to take off. And as much as the gold market has been boring and has, in all fairness, drifted lower, the MACD is more just drifted lower as well, but it's above that zero level. This, to me, although it is a bit simplistic, really does just say that this is much more of a generally bullish market. I know it's taking a little bit of time, but overall, having that MACD above zero, possibly bottoming here, how critical is that in the whole bullish-bearish argument?
It is critical because I mentioned months ago that when we were going to grind down slowly here, that I didn't think that we would ever go below neutral this time around like we did in 2011 and 12. And I think that's going to be true as we go forward here, that we're not going to see that this time. And the reason I said that was partly because of that comment about the ADX strength line, the black line, which was in my experience is when you get a move down in that and it's not a steep decline, often that means that there's a lot of underlying strength to a market. And so, and that continues. So I don't think if we move back down here, whether that we're going to really compromise that neutral zero if that happens.
Okay, Doc, the other aspect that I do want to get your insights on is you even mentioned stocks broadly underperforming, still the gold sector. Last time gold was at 1900, May of last year, the gold stocks, judging by GDX, they were higher, about 12% higher than where they are. It just goes to show the general lack of interest in the gold stocks. And that even filters down to the juniors. And we're even still seeing lower volume. When is this going to sort itself out? Or is this a new environment we need to understand that a bit of the fear trade goes into gold? It's not trickling so much into the stocks anymore.
Yeah, and you know, and that also goes back over to the general market, I feel, Corey. The general market, I don't know if we're going to discuss that, but the general market looks like an accident waiting to happen. The monthly chart looks horrible, and I think March is going to be an awful month for the general market. And the question comes to bear then, is everybody just going to sell off everything even either, you know, if that happens? Because if everybody's selling off the general market, will they even look at the precious metal market to buy, except for those of us that, you know, have a particular interest in it? And by the way, I've been purchasing some gold and silver stocks for the first time, and stocks that have got hit hard. But the other negative to me from a fundamental standpoint is energy prices and inflation. That's got to be hurting the bottom line of these companies, some of them. And that's really bothersome because energy often is about 30% of their cost structure. So, you know, there are other things that reasons for why these stocks aren't moving, I think, other than the fact that, you know, gold is going up. And so that may be a little drag on some of these stocks if we're farming a trading range here on the monthly chart.
Well, Doc, it's true that the stocks have lagged. And yes, inflation has eaten into the margins of the producers and hurt the economic estimates of the developers. But with gold prices moving higher and silver actually has moved a little higher, that's expanding their margins once again. And so if inflation was to stay, let's just say, level with where it is now or even drop off a bit and the metals prices kept going, that should underpin some value. And the reason I'm interested in your thoughts on this is we have seen some initial moves into the very largest companies, like we were talking about off mic. Newmont and Barrick have started getting a bid. The royalty companies have started getting a bid. And that's usually who we see get the bid first when generals come in. They're not going to jump into a drill play. They're going to jump into the biggest miners and the royalty companies. Does that give you any encouragement that we've seen some action in the big boys?
Yeah, it does. And the other good sign on some of this, if you look at the silver chart and on some of these charts, on the weekly charts, you're actually getting a turning up of the upper Bollinger Bands on some of these, which is also encouraging. So what you got right now is we're right at an inflection point here where there are some really encouraging technical signs, but yet there are some discouraging. So that's why I'm saying March is so important that we get follow through. And I might add that we talked off mic on this, but I'm starting to short the silver sector. Well, and of course I have stops there because it's at a point I'm seeing some technicals that I think silver is not going to perform as well as gold. So I'm doing that, of course, with stops because we're impinging up on some technicals, and we'll see what happens with silver. But I'm much more encouraged about gold, as I've said.
Doc, what about these U.S. equity markets? Because, look, they have been weak. There's a number of reasons for them being weak, both geopolitical and central bank focused, as well as the fact that look at how easy last year was for these markets. And it's a very different environment, very different narrative for 2022. And, hey, they're off to a pretty shaky start. Just how worried do we have to be that we are heading into a almost collapse scenario or a major pullback, something a bit more noteworthy than this recent volatility that we've had?
Oh, I think this is, we're going to see a major pullback in the conventional market. I think this is going to get really ugly in March. And if you look at today's action on, let's just take the Dow Industrials. When you look at it, we're going to close today lower than any close that happened in January and February. That is not a good sign. And we're approaching the 50-week moving average, and we're going to take that out next. But what is really ugly is the monthly chart. And on that, it just looks like there's a drop that's going to occur in March. I think the conventional markets are in for a world of hurt here this year. And we'll see how the precious metal stocks play out along with that. Because when people panic, they panic and sell everything. And I think for the first time in our general markets, with all the margin that there's been, and with all the hype and buy the dip, I think this time that with the inflation, I'll say it again, I think the Fed is going to be a heck of a lot more aggressive than people think because this is their last stand. They've got to do something. Otherwise, we're toast with these markets going forward. And so they're going to have to be aggressive and even aggressive into a recession that's looming in front of us, I feel.
Yeah, Doc, it's going to be interesting to see if they cause rate hikes into a recession and do a policy error, as some people expect. But the question would be, as far as the divergence between the precious metal sector and the U.S. general equities, you know, bonds are getting hit because the Fed's not in there buying $120 billion every month, so that rates are raising. The general stock markets had the steam coming out of them at the end of last year, and it's only continued into this year, but they were at nosebleed levels. They were at valuations that were just silly. So besides the geopolitics and the Fed policy, it made sense technically for those things to pull back down. We have seen the precious metals diverging over the last few weeks, really since the beginning of this year, though. Is it possible, if it's not an all-out crash, but more of a gradual grind down in the general markets, that the precious metals could keep diverging and it may not be a sell-everything event?
I think they could, but for the juniors and those type of stocks, they're going to have to wait their turn. Some of the major companies, yes, I think they can hold their own. And I think they'll tell us that either way in March, I think, some of these stocks. And so once again, I say March is just going to be a very crucial month for the conventional markets and for the precious metal markets. But I think they can hold their own, some of these companies, especially the ones with good cash flow. I think if their earnings come in decently, there's not a lot of downside to them anymore. But for some of the other ones, the speculative ones, the juniors, and maybe some of the mid-tiers, they, I don't think, will necessarily perform that well yet. And unless the major ones really take off, then gold continues to climb higher, then I think it's all hands on deck.
All right, Doc, thanks for taking some time, giving us your general outlook here of the precious metals. And boy, oh boy, it was a wild end to the week. We recorded that interview on Thursday, and boy, did we see some volatility Thursday and then Friday. So gold closed the week back under 1900. Let's see where the trend is from here. The encouraging thing was the gold stocks were up to end the week on Friday. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the weekend show. We greatly appreciate all of you tuning in this weekend, every weekend, and throughout the week for all our daily editorials and company interviews. Please keep in touch with Shad and I through email. Email is flex@kereport.com and shad@kereport.com. Everybody, will be back with you on Monday. Have a great rest of your weekend.